Let's talk about the share market today because it seemed to defy this negative Wall Street lead, ended up closing 3.6% higher. Gains of 182 points on the ASX 200 puts it at 52.58, which is a two-week high. Yeah, a recovery for sure, but has it got legs? That is the big question investors are still trying to answer. Chris Weston is from Pepperstone, joins me this evening. Hey, Chris.
Brooke, how are you?
Good. Look, we're trying to work out, a rule of thumb that might say or suggest when the worst of this crisis and the bear market might be over. And a kind of a point where everything is baked in. Are we there yet?
No. With discomfort, obviously, because I don't think we are. The level of commentary that's come out today, which has been negative, is resonating through the stock market. We've had a really nice rally since the 23rd of March, but I think people are really focused on the pace count, and I think people are really focused on the tone of voice we heard from Donald Trump today. It was as pessimistic as we've heard, and I think the market's feeding off that. I think what we also need to think about now is earnings and dividends, and we need to look at the market now as corporates try and rein in their cash. We've seen a number of big companies in America, Standard Chartered today, HSBC today, pulling their dividend. We're going to see dividends being smashed across the world, and we're going to see buybacks being crushed as well and stopped. So, considering as the biggest buyers of shares globally, for the last 3 years or so has been the companies themselves. We're looking at a situation now where that's not going to happen. We're going to go into the US earnings season now where earnings estimates are too high, far too high, in my opinion. And I think we're going to see a range of downgrades from analysts. So I think there's going to be a fantastic time to buy. I just think we've got a little bit more pain in these markets again, and you've seen that play through today.
And, you mentioned in the UK these, it's essentially, I think the deputy governor of the Bank of England was saying just suspend dividends to shareholders. You need to support the economy. The same thing essentially is going to be happening here. And so that forces a kind of a re-rating of a lot of these shares. And we're only obviously partway through that. Is that right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't personally looked at the dividends which have been factored by analysts and how much they've cut them so far. But if you look in the US,
I'm seeing kind of general idea of dividends being cut by about a third.
Well, yeah, I mean that we are known as a dividend market. You come to Australia for yield. We are the poster child of yield. And there is always a saying that as soon as the banks start cutting their dividends, the short sellers offshore will come and smash the banks. And I think we've already seen part of that play out. If you've got to see that if it's going to happen abroad in the big major markets, then it's going to happen here. Companies pay dividends because they've got excess, they're creating cash flow, and they give that money back to the shareholders. Now, if the level of cash flow is not there, then of course they're going to hold that on the balance sheet for a rainy day. So yeah, I think that's something that the investors do need to look at. Look at the companies you're holding. Look at the expected level of cash flow that they're going to generate, and you can make a pretty good idea about what they're going to do with their dividends. So yeah, I think you just got to be, if you're looking at stocks with income, well, those stocks have probably been hit a little bit harder because I'd suspect that people are looking at a new round of selling now based on the idea that these stocks are not going to be paying the dividends that you're used to.
Yeah, Chris Weston from Pepperstone, thank you so much for joining us. Investors, watch out. Could be some pretty tough times ahead. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brooke.